6 words that change the world and change your life. We've said 3 of them already. The other 3 came Friday. It is finished, and get ready. You got parts this morning. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And what those words mean, that the past is forgiven and the future is hopeful, because it is finished and he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So soon we forget. 5 years ago, Sergeant Dennis Weichel, he was 29 years old, he died in Afghanistan. Many have suffered this fate, but few in the same way he did. Weichel was riding in a convoy in the rugged terrain of eastern Afghanistan when they spotted children on the road. And so what these children would do is they would pick up shell casings on the road and then recycle them for money. And Weichel and other soldiers quickly got out and went and helped them get out of the way. And then the children moved, but then suddenly one Afghan girl darted back onto the road right into the path of a speeding 16-ton armored truck. And Weichel spotted the girl, and he quickly ran towards her and got her out of the way. He succeeded, but not before he himself was run over. The girl was safe, but Weichel died of his injuries. And Dennis had only been in Afghanistan just a few weeks. Now, a different staff sergeant who was deployed with him years before in Iraq said this about him. He said, he would have done this for anybody. That was the way he was. He was just that type of guy. Sergeant Weichel gave his life for a poor young girl in Afghanistan who was picking up shell casings to get some money. He did it because of who he was. His actions and his sacrifice flowed from who he was. And Sergeant Weichel's story mirrors the greatest story, Jesus. What Jesus did on Friday flowed directly from who he is. Jesus didn't just die for anybody, he died for everybody, for you. As Jesus was stretched out on the cross, you might say the 16-ton armored truck filled with the pain and evil of the world and your and my ugly sin barreled down on him, and Jesus cried out, "It is finished." Those 6 words change your world and they change the world. Here's your clue. It is finished. He is risen. He is risen indeed. What about your world? Now, I know that some of you have had a pretty tough year. Some of you have had to say goodbye to someone you love deeply, and you've had to watch their casket lowered into the ground. And now the seat next to you this morning is empty. Some of you had to go and sit in your doctor's office and hear her say the dreaded C word. Some of you have had one too many trips to the hospital. Some of you have received one too many rejection letters from employers, from institutions, and even from people you wished would love you. Some of you have had to give up the dream of what you thought the rest of your life would look like. And some of you have seen the pain caused by your own sin, and you carry around the guilt like heavy rocks in your backpack. And then there hangs Jesus, sweating, bleeding, gasping for air, and his arms are stretched out both in torment and in love, and he cries out, "It is finished." Your sin, finished. Your pain, finished. Jesus enters into your life and doesn't just walk a mile or a few miles in your shoes. He walks a lifetime. Jesus puts on sandals and walks the dusty roads of your cancer treatments, of your rejections, of your loved one's death, and of your sin. Jesus hangs on the cross with that eternal answer, "It is finished." What about the world? To the world, to the pain of children in Syria whose homes have been bombed and for whom every meal is in question, Jesus is nailed to the cross and says, "It is finished." Or to the Christians in Egypt whose family and friends were murdered last Sunday during Palm Sunday worship, Jesus says, "It is finished." And despite that, those same people still got up today to gather and declare with us these other words, "He is risen. He is risen indeed."
Hallelujah.
What that means is the past is forgiven, the future is hopeful because it is finished, and He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
You might recognize the name Rick Warren. He's a pastor of Saddleback Church in California and wrote the very famous Purpose-Driven Life book. Well, he and his wife Kay went through a devastating loss 4 years ago when their 27-year-old son Matthew took his own life after battling depression and mental illness for years. About a year after, and it happened right around Easter, by the way, so he had to, on the anniversary of that day, get up on Easter and preach. But about a year after, Rick said, "You know, I've often been asked, how have you made it? How have you kept going?" And I've often replied, "The answer is Easter." He goes on, he says, "You see, the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus happened over 3 days. Friday, suffering and pain and agony. Saturday, doubt and confusion and misery. But Easter, that Sunday, was the day of hope and joy and victory." And then he goes on, he says, "Here's the fact of your life. You will face these 3 days over and over in your lifetime. And when you do, you'll find yourself asking, as I did, these three questions. One, what do I do in my days of pain? Two, how do I get through my days of doubt and confusion? And three, how do I get to the days of joy and victory?" And he finished by saying, "The answer is Easter. The answer is Easter. The past is forgiven. The future is hopeful because those six words are true. It is finished and He is risen. He is risen indeed." Because Jesus is alive, no pain is eternal. No goodbye is forever, and the Bible says even death itself is undone by Jesus. Yes, you have been crucified with Christ, but you also rise with Christ. The loved one you buried this year, you will get back. You will see them again. The resurrection of Jesus means that the best day you've ever had in your life here is only a dim shadow of what every day will be like in God's eternity. There is no pain that will not be overshadowed by joy. The past is forgiven. The future is hopeful because it is finished and He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Tim Keller, a pastor in New York, likes to tell this story. He says, imagine two women, same age, same socioeconomic status, same education, even the same temperament, and you hire them both on the same day and say, "You both are going to work on an assembly line. Put this part into that part, hand it down, that's all. And you're going to do this for 8 hours a day, every day, for a year." And then you put them in identical rooms with identical lighting and temperature and ventilation. Everything's the same, same number of breaks in the day, very boring work, every condition is completely the same except for one difference. Tell the first woman that at the end of 1 year you will pay her $30,000. And tell the second woman that at the end of the year you will pay her $30 million. What happens? After a couple of weeks, the first woman might be saying, "Man, this is tedious, this is boring, is this driving you insane? Are you thinking about quitting? Man, I am." And the second woman says, "This is fine. I'm okay. This is, in fact, I'm even happy to go to work. I whistle. This is fine." What's going on here? Two people experiencing identical circumstances in radically different ways. What makes the difference? It is their expectation of the future. What you believe about your future completely affects and impacts how you live in the present. In other words, the answer is Easter. Your future is completely secure in God's eternal kingdom. The resurrection means that the future is hopeful. Yes, you have been crucified with Christ and you rise with Christ. Even death itself is undone by Jesus. The resurrection means that the best day you've ever had is only a dim shadow of what every day will be like in God's eternal future. The past is forgiven, the future is hopeful because it is finished and He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. May the peace that surpasses all of our understandings guard your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.